Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Not illusions. Saturn will be traveling through Aries for 2.5 years. It will interact with Neptune. And how will this affect each rising sign? Aries rising, the Saturn-Neptune conjunction will be in your first house of self, body, and identity. A reality check about who you truly are. No more personas or false confidence. Health or body image illusions shattered. Time for practical self-care. Identity crisis pushing you to define yourself authentically. Taurus rising, Aries falls in your 12th. Secrets, spirituality, and solitude. Hidden truths come to light, whether self-deceptions or others' lies. Spiritual bypassing no longer works. Time to face your subconscious fears. Release victim mentality or karmic baggage. Gemini rising, Aries falls in your 11th house of friends, groups, destiny. Friends or groups you idealize may reveal their true nature. Disillusionment with social cause. What's actually achievable? Reality check on long-term aspirations and support systems. Cancer rising, Aries falls in your 10th. Career, reputation, authority, professional illusions collapse. False accolades, unstable career paths, authority figures, or yourself exposed as unreliable. Building real sustainable success rather than chasing dreams. Leo rising, Aries falls in your 9th house of beliefs, travel, higher mind. Philosophical or religious beliefs are tested. Travel plans or educational pursuits face harsh realities. Dogmatic thinking fails. Seek wisdom grounded in experience. Virgo rising, Aries falls in your 8th house of taboo, death, rebirth, and shared resources. Financial or intimate illusions shatter. Debts, dependencies, or power dynamics. Psychological shadows surface. No avoiding deep healing. Transformative but painful truth about trust, sex, and mortality. Libra rising, 7th house, relationships, contracts, and enemies. Romantic or business partnerships reveal their true nature. Legal or contractual obligations may dissolve if built on false promises. Renegotiating or walking away from unbalanced connections. Scorpio rising, Aries falls in your 6th house of health, daily routines, and servitude. Health or work habits built on denial crash. Time for real discipline. Daily routines may feel oppressive. Restructure for sustainability. Workplace deceptions or self-deceptions about productivity exposed. Sagittarius rising, Aries falls in your 5th of creativity, pleasure, children. Creative blocks or harsh feedback on your self-expression. Romantic or parental fantasies dissolve. Facing reality in love or child rearing. Fun escapes now have real consequences. Capricorn rising, 4th house, family, home, ancestral karma. Family secrets or emotional illusions collapse. Home life may feel unstable. Time to build real security. Ancestral patterns or false nostalgia must be released. Aquarius rising, Aries falls in your 3rd house. Communication, siblings, local community. Miscommunications or false narratives exposed. Siblings or neighbor dynamics face truth-telling moments. Ideas must be tested in reality, not just theory. Pisces rising, Aries falls in your 2nd house of money, self-worth, and values. Financial delusions shatter, whether get-rich-quick schemes or underselling yourself. Self-worth must be rebuilt on real skills, not wishful thinking. Material security requires practical steps, not magical steps. The soul's challenge is embracing Saturn's Aries lessons. Saturn in Aries tests your social responsibilities and ability to lead. It's about self-recognition and empowerment. The central question becomes, do you step up to challenges with courage and confidence, or do you retreat from the world out of fear of getting hurt? This transit hurts, but ultimately liberates. When Saturn and Neptune touches your chart, fantasies die so truth can live. The way forward is to build structures that honor reality, not illusions. The choice is yours. Step up with strength, maturity, and appropriate assertiveness, or avoid direct confrontations due to fear, stiffness, and reluctance to expose yourself to the world. Saturn in Aries is challenging us all to find authentic courage while maintaining necessary structure. This is Paul Heath with I Am Astrology Readings. By the way, this is a custom-made I Am Astrology Readings t-shirt. If you would like one, send an email. Know thyself and balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.